The latest Ohio Department of Health figures show more than 2,500 Ohioans died from heroin or fentanyl overdoses in 2014, and those numbers are rising. Exasperated health and law enforcement officials say we cannot arrest or treat our way out of this growing crisis. Many believe one of the most viable ways to stem the epidemic is with comprehensive, consistent education in kindergarten through 12th grade. Nancy Pomerenning spent 32 years at what she calls her first career as an elementary school teacher in the Lakewood District. After retiring, she spent the last 7 years promoting a drug education program for Northeast Ohio schools. It's now in more than 15 districts and is being considered by several others. Unlike many programs, Pomerenning says this one focuses on what drugs do to a person's body.
We don't want to scare kids because we don't believe that works anymore. We also don't want to tell kids don't take drugs because they don't listen anyway. This allows kids to learn information about how drugs affect the brain, and we follow what's a very popular public health model, which is called the theory of reasoned action. If we know something's bad for us, eventually it's going to change our attitude about that thing and eventually change behavior.
The program was designed by the National Institute on Drug Abuse, or NIDA, and is taught in science classes. One of the school districts using the program is Austintown in Mahoning County.
Some important things I've learned from my NIDA lessons are movies, ads, and magazines make drugs and alcohol seem cool and inviting, but it shocks you to learn what these things actually do to your brain.
A few days before summer break, Austintown fourth grader Danica Jewelerette reads some of her essay about what the class has taught her. Counselor at the intermediate school, Jeannie Senchak, says they started implementing the program 3 years ago.
And it is funded through a Mahoning Valley Foundation, and we were trying to educate children on the risks, the scientific risks of using drugs and alcohol, particularly down the road heroin, since that is the issue. It is a K-12 program. We have implemented in our K-2 building, and right now we have it in our intermediate building and to some degree in our middle school and high school, and we're hoping to make it grow and elaborate on the program a little bit.
As fourth grader Danica Jewelerette's essay shows, she now knows all drugs are bad for you and they're everywhere.
Some drugs are legal for adults, but illegal for individuals under 21. Your occipital lobe controls your vision, and nicotine, I found out, is actually a legal drug. I did not know that for 21 and over.
Well, what do you see? I mean, with your classmates and people that you're associated with, do you see problems with drugs and so forth?
Well, there's only a few people I know that like do alcohol, that like drink alcohol and smoke. I mean, my dad, he's a smoker, and so is my Aunt Christy. We're all working on trying to get them both to stop smoking because, well, I mean, my dad, he's in assisted living. He had a stroke a few years ago, so we feel like that's what caused it, smoking.
The NIDA program is based on the same method credited with greatly reducing smoking over the past 50 years. Teacher Tammy Shemlick, who taught it to Jewelerette and her classmates, is hopeful they retain the lessons as the years go by.
I think that's the key. We're laying the foundation so that when they do leave our doors and as they get older, they hopefully they'll remember the brain lessons, and you know, they'll keep that in the back of their mind when they're making choices. So that's our hope anyhow.
Ohio Attorney General Mike DeWine believes drug education is currently too spotty. However, he believes making it mandatory isn't feasible because of local control issues. Columbus area State Representative Andrew Brenner chairs the House Education Committee, and he agrees with DeWine.
And having it available on the State Board of Education's website or the Department of Education's website, and then having local schools be able to pull those resources in, I think that's appropriate, and I think that means, you know, you might have wide-scale adoption of it without necessarily mandating that they have to use it. And I think that's something where the buy-in comes from. If it's a good quality curriculum, you know, most school districts will adopt it.
In Austintown, school counselor Jeannie Senchak says more and more students she has contact with are facing drug abuse issues with parents and adult relatives. She hopes the classes these students have taken will help prevent them from following suit. I'm Kevin Niedermeyer, 89.7 WKSU.